This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
All right. Welcome back. Ethan's thoughts. Happy November, everybody. This is the first episode in November. I think the time of this episode will be November 3rd, might be correct. And since the last episode, I'm a whole year older. A whole year has passed. I was 21, now 22. So with that comes a brand new podcast experience. You were hearing a podcast from someone who is much older and wiser than they were in the last. So congratulations to you for getting to have this experience. We are back today with another rankings episode. This was recommended to me recently, and I think with Halloween have just been very recently, and Thanksgiving's now in the same month. We're in the month of Thanksgiving, and Christmas is around the corner. I think now would be a very appropriate time to rank some of my favorite holidays. Now, there's a lot of holidays, so we're just going to condense it down to five. I'm going to choose the five most popular ones and then rank those, because I'm not getting into all the specific holidays that are now randomly just thrown on my calendar without my permission. No, we're just going to do the most popular five, and I'll rank them from the best, or starting at the worst to the best, and we'll give my reasons for that. But thanks again for listening to the podcast. If you enjoy it, follow. I'll see you guys in the episode. All right, here we go. So I looked at this online chart, and the five most popular holidays that were selected are going to be the ones I'm going to rank. Now, I'm about to list the five, and then I'm going to rank them in order from my least favorite to my favorite. So first, like I said, I'm going to list them not in order, just letting you know which ones they are, and then we're going to go into ranking them. So we have Thanksgiving, Halloween, Christmas, Easter, and Independence Day. That was actually one of the most voted ones that people like to celebrate. And so I thought, you know what, we'll throw that in there. So coming in at number five, this is my least favorite. And that is Halloween. And guess what? I just don't like it. I don't like Halloween. First of all, the main reason I don't like Halloween is because I just don't get it. I don't get the point. The only people that should truly like Halloween, which I guess if you dislike it for the costumes and dressing up, I guess I can't argue with you. I'm just telling you why I don't like it. And I believe the only people that genuinely in their heart like Halloween are dentists. Because when we go and absorb all this candy, all this sugar, and we jack up our teeth, that keeps them in business. They're like, yeah, we're about to get 13 new clients. People that haven't been here in 2 years are going to have toothaches after this weekend. So they're going to be here by Friday. So congrats to dentists. They're huge Halloween advocates. However, I am not. I don't get the point of dressing up. I was that kid that when you would have dress up day at school, I would never dress up. I just never understood it. And to this day, don't understand it. Candy. I mean, I can eat the candy year round. There's really not any special candy that comes out of Halloween that you can't get at other times. And so it's like, if I'm happy for Halloween because of the candy, I can go get candy whenever I want. If I'm happy for Halloween, if the costumes, that's you. Congratulations, not me. Now, I am a Christian. You're not going to hear one of these big rants of, oh, Halloween's a demonic holiday. I'm not on that boat. So if you're a huge Halloween fan, take some comfort there that I'm not on this big crusade there. I just don't like it. But one of the big reasons I don't like it is because it's the day after my birthday. My birthday is on the 30th. That's when I was born, and the 31st is Halloween. And I feel like it just steals my thunder a little bit, you know? It kind of like takes away from my, I guess you could say my favorite holiday, which I didn't put my birthday on this list, but that would ultimately probably be one of my favorite holidays overall. So Halloween's number 5. I don't regret it. I still don't know how it really even came to be, but here we are. We just finished Halloween. The 4th one that we have on the list of the 5 that I selected to rank is Independence Day. And you might be thinking, you are an American. How do you not have this higher? Well, because I didn't know it was going to be on the list, to be honest with you. When I was thinking of famous holidays, I did not think of Independence Day being one on the list, even though it kind of makes sense now that it is. And so I like the other 3 that I have more. That's a straight up reasoning. And I don't know. Independence Day kind of scares me. You know, fireworks scare me. I watched a football player one time, Jason Pierre-Paul. He was lighting a firework on the 4th of July and blew half his hand off. He still played in the NFL, and I think he even won a Super Bowl. So shout out Jason Pierre-Paul for being an absolute unit. But you see, Jason Pierre-Paul is a stud of an athlete. He's got medicine and doctors around him and people that he can afford because of his career path that could help him recover, figure out how to keep playing his sport after losing half his hand. I'm a pipsqueak from nowhere, Arkansas, with tiny little hands that if I blow half my hand, what would have been half his hand would have been my whole hand. And there was no recovery from there. So that just scares me. And I mean, yeah, celebrate America's independence, but I had to put it somewhere, and I don't like it as much as the other ones. But yeah, Independence Day, woohoo, America, red, white, blue. I like the songs. I do like listening to some patriotic songs. Hashtag Toby Keith, hashtag America, hashtag Independence Day. That's also a good movie. Independence Day is also a good movie. Number 3 on the list. We're going to get a little bit more technical with these next 3. It's Thanksgiving. Ooh. Thanksgiving over Halloween? What? Thanksgiving over Independence Day? That makes sense. So Thanksgiving is my number 3 because I feel like I just have better connections to the next 2 that are in 1 and 2. However, I love Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving a lot. And my 1 through 3, I think my 1 is pretty stable, like pretty set. I wouldn't move that. But my 2 and 3 can alternate depending on the season, like the year and stuff. But right now we got Thanksgiving number 3. I love the food that you have on Thanksgiving. You know, we talked about Halloween. You'll have candy and things like that. But you can go have that candy if it's the 1st of June. But that is not the case. As logical as that you would think it would be, it's not the case for Thanksgiving food. Nobody, I feel like, makes dressing unless it's Thanksgiving. I don't see it. I don't hear about it. And I sure don't taste it. And I like the dressing. I sure do. I felt like my whole life would just be hams, hams, hams. But then when Thanksgiving comes around, we crack it open, that turkey. And I'm just kind of like, I think you really don't have some foods that you have at Thanksgiving other times of the year, which makes Thanksgiving more special. And everybody likes the parade. I'm not a big parade person. They kind of freak me out a little bit. So I'm not really a big parade guy, but I like Thanksgiving. I like the colors. I think even though Halloween is technically really close, I think this year they're only 3 weeks apart. I think Thanksgiving is the symbol of fall. Like when you think of fall, I immediately think of the colors and Thanksgiving. And so I first think of intro to winter, which is my favorite season. But I almost put Thanksgiving too because it's in fall, and fall is my second favorite season. because it takes me to winter. But I really like this next season or this next holiday. So we're going to stick with Thanksgiving at 3. But remember, just because it's 3 and there's two more above it, I love Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. You know, one time on Thanksgiving, never mind, that's another day. The second point that we have, my second favorite holiday, this will make the first one obvious after I list the second one, but we won't talk about it yet. And that is Easter. Easter, 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 Easter. So I have Easter and Christmas as my one and two, and they both are in like origin Christian themed holidays. And so obviously they're going to be my one and two. Easter is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, that's why they're for sure going to be my number one and two. However, just like I talked about with Christmas, I like some of the world traditions that we have added to Easter. As long as you don't lose sight of the real reason of Easter, then I can get behind celebrating some of these other things like that we add on to Easter over time. Now, I have a problem when it covers up Easter, the true meaning. But when you still keep in mind the true meaning and it's still the primary celebration of Easter, I can handle these other things. Boom, Easter Bunny. I think that's genius. I don't like the creepy costumes that you see sometimes, like the guy dressed up as the Easter Bunny at the mall. I can't get behind that. But I can get behind the idea of having an Easter Bunny plant around Easter eggs and inside have magical treats. Most of the time it's just candy, which is more of a reason Halloween's last. It's not that special with the candy. But sometimes you get the golden egg and there'd be $5 bill in there. Oh, I look for those eggs. And it's just a good time, you know, like everybody likes that kind of environment. The colors are bright, you know, fall. We talked about how Thanksgiving has the fall kind of colors. Easter has the spring colors. And where I don't like spring that much, I actually like the colors that spring brings. Bright green. You'll see some purple pink in the Easter color, white. I just like that. I like those colors. And like I said, number one, it's because as a Christian, I celebrate Easter for a different reason. For the true reason. So I really enjoy Easter. And Easter is by far the bright spot of spring, 100%. I think it's the only reason spring can float, because spring's not that great. But I love Easter. So that's why it's number two on my list. And now for the number one title of my favorite holiday that we celebrate here on planet Earth, Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Christmas. And I'm just so excited to celebrate Christmas this year. I feel like I'm changing. I feel like I'm adapting to the way of the world of today. And I used to think, you know, kind of like with Easter, we celebrate Christmas. It's a Christian origin holiday because we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Easter is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Christmas is the birth of Jesus Christ. And I'm down for it. That's why it's one and two. But like Easter, I enjoy the other things that we've added on to Christmas to celebrate the season of it. I still like Easter, also think it's got to be less than the main reason. The main reason has got to be the main focus. But if you know in your heart that's your main focus, then let's go celebrate with the green and red colors and the trees and the stockings and the treats and stuff like that and the presents and all that. I love it. I love Christmas. And I've always liked Christmas. I've never disliked Christmas. But in the past, just because I did want to give some love to Thanksgiving, I would wait and celebrate Christmas. If Thanksgiving was on the 24th, I celebrated on the 25th, started celebrating Christmas. But this year, I just feel like the way the world is, we need that holly jolly spirit. So I'm ready for Christmas now. My tree is in my room. I'm about to set it up. Sydney bought me Christmas decorations for my room. And I'm ready to have this festive spirit. I'm like one of Santa's elves. I'm just absolutely full of the spirit, the Holy Spirit and the Christmas spirit. And so I'm just pumped up. I'm ready to rumble. I'm ready for Christmas. I got Big Bertha and she's ready for Christmas as well. And so it's just number one. It just makes my the atmosphere is amazing. The Christmas music's amazing. Mariah Carey is the queen of Christmas. Jesus is the king of Christmas. Haha, got you there. And I just love it. And I'm very excited for Christmas this year. And so with Christmas, I was in class and I've heard people already say, Christmas, it's time for Christmas. Christmas is around the corner. I'm like, we haven't even spoken of Thanksgiving. But you know what? Thanksgiving will have its time. Christmas needs more time. And because I am choosing to overlook Thanksgiving to a degree and already begin to celebrate Christmas, that is why I had to go ahead and drop Thanksgiving one more down from potentially being number two to number three. Because if I'm willing to overlook you for another holiday, you're for sure not going to be that top holiday. And I just think it needs to be number three. So that's my list. It's kind of a, I kind of wish there were some better holidays. I could maybe do like a part two. I really think I might do like a part two with holidays where I will rank some more that we celebrate, because I feel like there's just more I want to talk about, other holidays I want to rank of the, my, of all I think their importance is. But these I think are the top five for specifically America, because if you're not a Christian or you're not an American, then you might substitute Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving. Actually, you'll probably substitute all of them. None of these might actually be your holidays. And so, but I'm only going to rank the ones that are relevant to me. If that's wrong, I'm sorry, I guess, but not sorry. I can only rank what I've experienced and what I celebrate. So this will be part one of the holiday ranking. I'm going to do another in the future with the ones I didn't get to do, and it will be a separate 1 through 5 list. So I am excited to do that. But thank you for listening. If you agree with my rankings, you can come let me know. Always feel free to walk up and give me podcast suggestions. I think this is episode 6. I think the last 3 episodes were straight up suggestions that people recommended to me, and I went and did it. And so I will do the episode that you recommend if I think it's a good enough topic. I guess that's kind of how it works. So come share your ideas. Let me know what you think. I'm a very receptive person to other people's opinions. Very receptive. But go enjoy Christmas. It's time to celebrate. Get your trees out. Get your lights up. And if you normally don't do that and you're wanting to celebrate Thanksgiving first, I recommend you try something different. Maybe try something different. Thanks again for listening. Follow the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you enjoy. And we will see you guys in the next episode.